It's 5 o'clock. This is a Mansfield 103.2 News special, and I'm Dave Rhodes. Mansfield Town today bought their ground Field Mill off landlord Keith Haslam. Mansfield Town have confirmed to us in the last half hour that they have today secured a 17-year lease on Field Mill, which will allow them to be promoted to the Football League this season. Further to this, the club will secure the freehold on Field Mill tomorrow, meaning they take ownership of the ground solely. The deadline day deal has brought to a close 14 months of negotiations that at one stage saw both parties in court. Joining me in the studio tonight is Mansfield Town Chairman John Radford and Chief Executive Caroline Still. Good evening to you both. If I start with you to begin with, just talk us through this deal. What does it mean for Mansfield Town Football Club?
Well, it means we can control our own destiny. We don't have to worry about a landlord dictating terms on land rental or ground rental to us, and it for the first time in the last, I think it's 3-4 years now, the club's in a situation where it can get promoted. That, as you know, the previous lease wouldn't allow us to do that, so I've had to renegotiate that, and it's been a case of, you know, I've had to get into long conversations with Keith Haslam, and, you know, we started legal proceedings, we've gone into mediation, and January this year we came to a situation where we agreed on price and we agreed on terms, and I must say the money's been sat there waiting for Keith since January this year, and tomorrow he should be picking it up.
We'll come on to, shall we say, more the details of negotiations in a few seconds' time. We'd start first, though, with the ramifications of a 17-year lease to start with. It's very important to make listeners aware of the fact that this is a 17-year lease deal to satisfy the Football League in relation to then holding ownership of the ground from tomorrow. Is that correct?
The 17-year lease, you have to have a lease in place, and the lease was put in place and agreed by all parties. So that covers us off as far as we're allowed to get promoted this next season. And so that was a main thing, really, and that's a big concern of mine. You know, we had a little bit of a plan B in place to try and sort things out if that wasn't to go through. And I thank Rainworth for their help in this and helping. I don't know. I think they probably helped force Keith to think about the deal a little bit more sharply.
You will own the ground tomorrow, though, 100%.
Yes.
Looking ahead, you've set up, by my notes in front of me, a different company to look after the ground, John Radford, MTFC Stadium Limited. Why is that?
Well, it's part of the negotiations with Keith. He was in a situation where I think he felt that I might have been a building developer or something like that, so he wanted a situation where, and I've agreed to, that the ground wouldn't be sold on, or if it was sold on, he would take part of the profit for the next 20 years. And so I've no problems with that. I've agreed that I'm not going to sell the ground. And if I do sell the ground, any profit above and beyond what I've paid for it will probably go to Keith Haslam. So that's my incentive not to sell the ground, certainly for the next 20 years, or do anything with it.
You have said publicly in the past that you would like to see the fans own Field Mill. Is that still a long-term aim?
Yeah, that's still a long-term aim. But, I mean, we've got this 20-year period to get out of the way. And that secures a stadium for the fans and for myself. For at least the next 20 years, and then we can make our plans from there on. But the nice thing is now the club is owned, the land is owned by the chairman of the club, who absolutely loves the club.
I remember interviewing you once, John, where you said that you wouldn't pay a penny more than the ground was worth to Mr. Haslam.
I must now ask,
John, how much have you paid Mr. Haslam for the ground?
Well, have a guess.
$3 million? We'll start at that.
$1 billion.
$3 million. You're wrong on that, and it's slightly lower than that. So, and I'll leave
and
it
you,
at that.
You feel that's what the ground is worth in its entirety?
I don't think it's worth $3 million, but I've not paid that much.
It's the passion, isn't it, rather than the cost? Mm.
Exactly. In regard to what this does for the club's commercial activities, Miss Still, what do you think having the ground in your ownership will allow you to do yourself?
It's fantastic. We can incorporate ourselves much more in the community. We can, you know, look at redeveloping. There's just so much things that now we can do now that we know we're secure.
Has it been holding you back, so to speak, the last...
Not holding back. I wouldn't say that. But it does.
I think if you use the analogy, you know, if you're renting a property off someone, you're less likely to do a lot of work on it and do it up and put your heart and soul into the building of a property.
When it could be taken
but when
away.
You own it, you know, this, you want to make it the best thing you can.
Looking ahead, obviously, there was, well, we look back to start with, actually, there's been a long process, a long drawn-out process. Do you regret the length of time it's taken you to secure Mansfield Town Football Club?
I think in these sort of negotiations, where people are at totally different end of spectrums of the, when they see a value of something, it's going to take its time. And, you know, it's nice that we've been able to complete before this deadline. Last year, we were in a situation where we were too far away from the playoffs, so it wasn't so critical. This year, I really do feel we've got a chance. And I think we've got the right manager in place. We've got the right team in place. I think if we all get behind them, we'll be going up this season.
Can you understand why some Mansfield Town fans, because obviously you're a successful businessman, Mr. Radford, you've got, I imagine, a very profitable business behind you. Some Mansfield Town fans will ask why on deadline day were Mansfield Town still in negotiations with their landlord to sort this out? Why couldn't it have been done earlier?
David, as I said earlier, the money has been sat, lodged at my solicitor's account since January this year. Me and Keith shook hands on a deal just after Christmas.
Mr. Haslam has been the roadblock to this deal.
I wouldn't say it's all Keith's fault. I wouldn't say it's all. It's solicitors are solicitors, and they will muddy waters, and they'll make you fight over little wrangling things and things like that. I think legal's delayed it more than anything else. He's as keen for the deal to go through as myself. I've just got off the phone before walking to his radio stadium, and I've said to him, look, this is what I'm going to say, this is how it's going to be, and he's totally behind the deal all going through.
In relation then, Mr. Radford, to where the club can go from here, Ms. Still's obviously talked about, shall we say, being able to build a better infrastructure within the ground, but what will it do for the side on the pitch? Do you think this could potentially fire your team into the playoffs?
Well, I hope so. I think there are some fans that have stayed away because the previous chairman is still on the ground. I hope that's not the case now. I hope that the crowds swell a little bit, and, you know, the team have to do well. They have to get into the playoffs, and they have to get us there. I understand that for us to get a lot of our fan base back. But I think this is a milestone in the club's history. You know, we're now in a situation where we own our ground again. We're not going to be in this. It's a big cloud that's been lifted from above the club's head.
I was going to say, is it a weight off your shoulders? Because I imagine it's something you've been grappling with ever since you walked through Field Mill for the first day.
Yeah, of course it is. It's always been, you know,
you've walked into the situation.
It stopped me from enjoying the football as much as I'd like to have done, you know, when I'm dealing with, you know, property deals and things like that. But I'm so pleased that it's all come to a head now.
And the support you've also received from the Mansfield Town fans.
It's been absolutely fantastic, and I thank them all for the, you know, the magic message of support and everything. You know, I've really enjoyed the job, and tremendously. You know, you're always going to have the odd element that are a bit out there in some sort of... Well, I think some of them are out of touch, really. when they say some of the things, you think, well, no, that's not really true. But hopefully this brings them back into the fold, and everyone can see that we're all on the same side. We all want to take the team forward. And we all want to develop the ground, and it's about the football and how they play.
Well, thank you, Mr. Radford. Mr. Radford will be joining us on the Friday Night Football Forum from 6 o'clock tomorrow night, where he's happy to ask... or answer, should I say, questions from the fans. And Carolyn Still, the chief executive, will also be joining him tomorrow night on the Friday Night Football Forum from 6 o'clock with Jason Harrison. One not to be missed, I guarantee you. That completes a Mansfield 103.2 news special. I'm Dave Rhodes, and it's 9 minutes past 5.